Okay, so Steve, do you want to sit down? Do you want to? Do you want to sit on the stage? Are you all right? Okay, he's there. So he is here. If you can't see him, he hasn't run off. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to start off. So Steve, just shut your eyes. Okay, so I just want you, Steve, to sense or feel or see where Jesus is for you now in this room. And then let me know. He's behind you. Okay. I'm just going to ask him to come and stand in front of you. Is that all right? So Jesus, would you just come and just stand in front of Steve? Ooh. Is he there? Yeah? Okay. So just want you to say after me, Jesus, is there anything I'm carrying that you want me to hand to you? And then just see what he says. Let me know. Anything, Steve? Yeah, what is it? Can you share it? Is it all right to share it? Yeah.
I think regrets, past regrets. And, performance as well.
Okay, so two things. Okay, so you're going to hand, do you want to hand them both to him? Okay, so just say this, so, and then prophetically do that in the spirit, hand things to Jesus. So, Jesus, I hand you past regrets. And see what he does with that, Steve. What does he do with them?
Yeah, sorry. Still seeing this. He's taken them away. He's taken them away.
Okay. So then just say, Jesus, what do you want to give me in exchange? What do you want to give Steve in exchange for past regrets? See what he gives you. What's he given you?
So he's given me like a big present, like almost like a Christmas present with joy and peace in it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. Well done. So now let's hand him performance. Okay. So just say, Jesus, I hand you performance.
Jesus, I hand you performance.
Just do that in the spirit. Yeah. What's he done with it, Steve?
He's thrown it away.
He's thrown it away. Good. Okay. So, Jesus, what do you want to give Steve in exchange for performance? What's he given you?
Right. So, he's given me a big hug.
A big hug.
Oh. And he has giving me assurance over everything, that everything is fine.
Okay.
Everything will be okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. I don't need to perform.
Okay, yeah. That's amazing. Thank you. Should we give him a... Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve. Okay. So now it's your turn. Okay. So why don't you shut your eyes and I'll lead you from the front. Okay. So just everyone, just sense or see or feel where Jesus is for you now in this room. If he's somewhere distant or behind you, just ask him to come and draw close. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And when you can sense him, just want you to say, so just repeat after me, Jesus, what do you want me to hand to you that I'm carrying that you don't want me to? Whoa, Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So when he showed you something, I just want you to imagine yourself prophetically handing it to him and just say, Jesus, I hand you, and then say what you're handing him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, Holy Spirit. Increase your presence. Whoa. More, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shoo. Okay. So see what he does with it as you hand it to him. Okay. Okay. And then just say after me, Jesus, what do you want to give me in exchange? See what he gives you. Whoa. Whoa. Thank you, God. Wow. Look at what you're doing, Holy Spirit. Whoa. Okay. Well done. I can see a lot of exchanges going on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Does anyone want to be really brave and share what they gave to? Do you want to just stand up so I can? Is that all right? Thank you. Let me bring you that.
So what I gave to Jesus was actually my son, my oldest son, as a baby. And what Jesus did with him was he breastfed him, weirdly. And then what he gave me back was my son as an adult. So my son's had a lot of mental health problems, which quite a few people here know about, and is now going on with God really well. So, and I found it really hard to let go of being in charge of him. So Jesus has just given me back and said basically he's going to be supporting me rather than me having to support him all the time.
That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you. That's amazing.
I didn't know what was going to happen there, and I didn't know what I was supposed to give to God. But then he told us, it's nothing much, but it's a lot to me that I have a pride issue. And it stops us from taking that next step. So I had to give it to God. Give me pride. You know. And that's not easy for me. You know, it stopped me from doing God's will. Because I keep switching back to doing my will. And that wasn't easy. And this all started for me last Saturday in this church. I've been a Christian for 6 or 7 years, but I hadn't had a relationship with Christ until last Saturday, a week today, where he gave me peace, and it can't be described. It was just amazing. And this week has shaped my life. I've hit some real lows, but he's been with us. He's been with us.
Thanks. One more? Yes.
I gave God what's going to happen in my career next, because I've no contract or job at the moment. And I felt him give back to me. It's like an unopened blueprint of my life. that God knows. It's almost like he handed it to me and said, I already had this, but I'm going to give it to you so you can see it's there, but you can't see what's in it. And it's a blueprint of what's ahead with the reassurance that brings.
And how does that feel?
Reassured and less fearful of the future.
Amazing. Thank you. Yeah, another one. Another one.
This is quite, in one sense, rare for me because I got a picture and the words that came, which was, you know, quite surprising and remarkable. But I asked Jesus what he, I had a sense of real Jesus kneeling in front of me with his hands just out. Even before you actually said, imagine where Jesus is. And he, I had the sense of self. God, he wants to give my sense of self to him. I thought, what does that mean? When I reached into my pocket and I had a pocket watch I didn't realize I had. And it was like open with a sense of time. So the pocket watch was a sense of time in self. And to give the sense of self in time to him, he took it, closed it up, put it in his pocket, put it away. Then what do I want to, he wants to give me in exchange? And he gave me a ring, a beautiful gold, really chunky ring with a great ruby in it.
Wow.
To, back, and that has a sense of his authority.
Yeah.
In my life.
Wow.
A ring that's a sense of his authority to replace the sense of time in, embedded in himself, that he's got the time. He's put it in his pocket. But I have his authority.
So good.
That's amazing. Thank you. Okay, over here. One more over here.
I gave God my doubt and unbelief and felt like he gave me, I saw a bottle of, just a little bottle like this, and I thought it was perfume, but then I felt like he said it's anointing oil.
Wow.
I don't really know much more about what that means, but wow. I think it's something good.
Let's ask him now.
Let's
do it. Let's ask now.
Yeah. Do you want to ask him? Shall I pray? Jesus, can you just show Becky what is that anointing all for? She knows.
I think it's just to touch the lives of people around me and to, I don't know, just bless them and to minister to them.
Okay, now say it and believe it.
Pardon?
Can you say it again and believe it?
To bless those around me and to minister to them.
Yes.
And to be used by God.
Stay with him, me and my nut. That is just absolutely fantastic tool. Do it with everyone you meet. You are leaders, yeah, by definition. So you can do this with everyone else. And we've seen it at TSM, that people just do it at home with their families. They do it with their work colleagues. They do it with all kinds of people around. And God is doing phenomenal things. So now you're equipped. So let's stand and we're going to pray. We'll do 5 more minutes and then we're going to have lunch. Okay, we're still going to do some declarations. Can I have someone? Where's our piano man? Hey. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Just be ready. Don't play yet. I'm going to read out some declarations and then just repeat after me, yeah? So close your eyes. Just go into receive mode. Come, Holy Spirit, right now. So repeat after me. I am a friend of God.
I am a friend of God.
Say it like you believe it. I am a friend of God.
God likes to talk to me.
I am unique and that's okay.
I am one with Christ.
I am included.
I am God's masterpiece.
I have been chosen by God.
I am adopted as his child.
I can hear God's voice.
Hearing God's voice is easy.
The Father loves me.
The Father even likes me. God likes to be around me. I am sealed with the Holy Spirit. I am seated in heavenly places. I have peace and joy. And I have access to the Father. So right now I say, come Holy Spirit. I say, everyone in this room, freedom to be friends with God. Freedom to enjoy His presence. So right now receive His grace. Receive His affirmation right now in this room. Right now, He is here. He is here to bring revelation right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, right now. There is people in this room that you've been thinking, I would never hear God. And I just break that off right now in the name of Jesus. Freedom right now. I'm not good enough to be a son, someone thinks here. And I say, off right now in the name of Jesus. It's a lie of the enemy. He accepts you on your lowest day, on your worst day, on your most sinful day. He looked at you and I'll have you, He said. So right now I say, come Holy Spirit. You can start playing. So right now in the name of Jesus, I say, come, come.
I'm just gonna. I just feel there's a number of you that are still believing lies around hearing God. So I'm just gonna pray that God will show you the lie you're believing, and then we're gonna break agreement with that lie. So just if that's you, just listen, and otherwise I pray, Father, for those that doubt they hear Your voice and are believing lies, I pray now show them clearly the lie they are believing. It may be you don't hear as good as someone. He doesn't want to talk to you like He does other people. You're not good enough. Whatever it is for you. Okay, and now I want you to just pray out loud following me. You don't have to pray so everyone hears you, but just pray out loud. So just say, Father, I repent of believing that lie.
Yeah.
And I choose not to agree with that lie any longer. Sure. And I break agreement with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Jesus, would you just show people what is the truth for them? Oh. 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 Come increase Your presence, Lord. Whoa. Yeah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Yeah. Thank You, Jesus. Yes. Ha. Oh.
Someone here, just keep receiving, enjoying God. There's someone here, when you were a child, I think your parents or guardian said over you, you just would never shut up. Will you just shut up? And I just feel like there's someone here in that room, for someone's parents said that, I just feel that God's got freedom from you. Who is that? Just wave at me. Okay. Just receive the Holy Spirit right now. The Father is saying, I love it when you speak. I love it when you talk. I love your opinions. I love your thoughts. I love what you got to bring. And I break off the lie of the enemy. I break off rejection of you in the name of Jesus. And I say the freedom of the Lord is your portion. So right now, come Holy Spirit. Thank you for your daughter. Thank you for your daughter.
And I just feel some of you here, it's like you've lost your voice. You feel like your voice has been stopped. Perhaps that is by other things people have said, things that have happened, but it's like your voice has been shut down and you know that voice is in you. And just God wants to bring freedom today. So is that anybody who feels that they've, Okay, let's just pray. Just receive. Come, Holy Spirit, for those people. Lord, I just pray now that You would come and You would release the voices of those people where the enemy has kept them quiet because they actually have got things to say for You. Where He's done that, I want to break the power of that off them now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Father. Yeah. I just feel like the Father is saying, you have important things to say. What you have to say, what you think is important, because you have my heart. You have my heart. Oh, thank you. Just keep coming on those people, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Two more categories to pray for. One of them is, you've always felt like you were a great servant for God, but not a son or a daughter. It's good to serve God, obviously, but just a servant heartedness. Never quite got permission to approach the throne of grace with boldness. And I feel that God is promoting you and upgrading you. And it's almost like you've always said, my gift is to be a servant. It's almost like that phrase is happening in someone's heart right now. Just wave at me. There's more than one. Yeah. Wow. That stops now. You're a friend of God. You are welcome at His table. You are welcome at His table.
Yeah.
Wait just 1 second. Where's Steve, or one of the Steves? Can you just go and pray with this guy here? Thank you. Just wait 1 second. Right now. Come. Just speak of these guys, gentlemen, but also of this lady here. Freedom. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Breakthrough. He is here for you right now. This is your moment where you're getting an upgrade in your friendship with God. Right now. I speak it over you in the name of Jesus. Don't be scared to let your emotions out right now. Don't be scared. Let it show it. Show it to the Father how it's hurt you, how it's been painful, how it's hurt you. So right now, I just say an upgrade for you in the name of Jesus. Right now, the Father loves you. He wants to be around you. You're welcome at His table. You are welcome at His table. I speak freedom over you in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. I'm not just praying, come, Holy Spirit, as a tagline. I'm actually asking Holy Spirit to move right now in people's hearts and in people's minds and spirits. I just pray for breakthrough. Prayer works, by the way. It's good news. Prayer actually works. So right now, I'm praying. Let your kingdom come right now. Right now. I just say to those wounds in your hearts that I can see them being sealed up with God's love. I can see them being healed up. Several people in the room right now, just right now, they're being sealed up by God's love. It's almost like you've got this lady here. It's almost like you've got a gaping wound in your heart. It's like almost you can feel like you have a hole in there. And it's sealing up right now. It's filling up with His love. He's not leaving you to it. He's not walking past you right now. Calm, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and I just can see for those people, I can just see it's like an angel is coming before you, and he's got this like these red cushions. They're separate angels for all of you, and on there is a crown. On there is a crown. And I just feel that it's like Jesus is saying, you need to put on your crown. You need to put, some of you, you've never worn your crown, and some of you it's fallen off. So just as a prophetic act, if that's you, just reach out in front of you and take your crown and put it on your head. Put it on your head. Yeah. Shikakaraba. Yeah. Do that. Sikiadarani. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just come. More God. More. Increase your presence. Yeah. If you are finding it hard to put your crown on, ask the Father, what lie am I believing that is stopping me receiving that crown that you have? Ask the Father the lie. Thank you, Jesus. Just come. Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Keep coming. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Yeah, thank you for what you're doing. Yeah. Yeah, if you feel none of those words are for you, do you know the Holy Spirit is still working? He knows what you need. Just come. Just ask the Father for what you need. He loves to minister to you. Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, God.
So, Father, we do thank you for all that you have done. And it's exciting because you're not finished.
Yeah.
It's all that you're going to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just take a seat a moment, please. We are going to break for lunch now. We'll gather together at 1 o'clock. There is a divine exchange takes place at lunch. You get lunch. You give us money. But we have just suggested a £5 donation. Please, if you are not able to give that, don't let that be a problem for you. We just want everyone to enjoy fellowship together. If you are able to give us, there are baskets out there. Practicalities, there's a very large table full of food, and there are plates in the four corners. Now, this means we can have four queues. Not one, because you'd be amazed how good Christians are forming one queue. You can form four. So let's fellowship together. Let's enjoy what God is doing. And we gather here about 1 o'clock. Thank you. Ian says you can give more than £5 if you want. Although I think it probably could be. Because Amanda is sorting out the activations here. Philippa is sorting out the activations. Oh, I don't like activations. I don't like them. So we need to pray for Philippa that she's gentle with us. Let's stand together. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we do thank you for your presence with us now. And you are here to achieve plans and purposes. You are here to change us, to equip us, to draw us close. So we ask, Lord, even now, as we turn our hearts to you again, you will come and do incredible things among us to your glory. Thank you.
Just had a picture. This conference is called Rising Tide, but this picture is of a rising sun. And I just felt God wanting to speak to us through the rising sun. And when the sun first comes up, it can be very beautiful. You have a glimpse of it and the sky looks glorious. But the intention is that sun is to get brighter. And that sun is to get warmer. And what I feel God is saying to us is that it's good to enjoy that first glimpse of the day when the sun looks beautiful. But God is saying that he wants us to receive the fullness of his light into our lives and the fullness of the warmth of his love into our hearts. So he wants to increase. And I believe that's what he wants to do for the rest of this day. Just imagine that sun rising and getting higher, getting warmer and getting brighter, and that light shining into those dark corners and that warmth just touching your heart. Perhaps you have to imagine a different country to feel the warmth of the sun. But those of you who've been abroad know what it's like when it's that intensity of heat that God wants you to enjoy his sunshine, his love, and just bask in it. It's here for you. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. The Lamb has overcome. There was a dragon defeated by a lamb. The Lamb of heaven, the Lamb of Calvary, the Lamb of the resurrection, the sacrificial Lamb of God.
the Lamb, Christ Jesus, has overcome. It's not his Lamb. It's his Lamb. His Lamb has overcome. Lord Jesus, we call upon you right now. Would you come again and overcome?